as we already discovered in part one of the forecast, Friday, April 1st is an incredible day of new beginnings. Not only is it the 1st of April, but it is also an 11 universal date. And the new moon is happening that day, also about new beginnings, in Aries, the first sign, at 11 degrees, with the sun and moon both at 11 degrees, Aries. And April is a 10 universal month, which reduces to one. So I don't think I've ever seen that many ones before. And so this day is truly a magnificent opportunity for you to basically restart everything. Whatever part of your life you feel drawn to rebirth, this is the moment for you. When the lunation lines up with the numerology code, both in the actual daily and monthly numerology and in the numbers, the numerology of the degrees, there's really nothing that's holding you back and everything that's actually inviting you to restart and not look back at all. So this is really one of those moments where you can just take off like a rocket and not look back. So truly remarkable. Now, for more on that Aries new moon, just head on back to the part one edition of this premium wealth forecast. Then we move to Saturday, the 2nd of April. And of course, we're in 2022, so we're adding another two to the equation. And the 2nd of April adds up to 12, a 12 universal month, which reduces to 3. And since April is a 1, a 10-1, we're in the second day of the month, and the universal date adds up to 12, which reduces to 3. We have a 1-2-3 code, a ready, set, go activation, which continues the theme from April 1st and allows you to keep the forward momentum going. So this is about sharing new plans, talking about new plans, communicating about the new ideas and newfound directions and feelings that you have, and also learning about how to implement them, because the number 12 for the date is truly about you being the eternal student and always growing. The sun is conjunct Mercury, and that allows you to focus on practical thinking, to set goals with a full conscious engagement, and really communicate something that you have received great clarity on. So this is wonderful for business matters, for negotiations, for correspondence. You're just very conscious of your intentions, your goals, and intellectually engaging in how to achieve them. Then Sunday, the 3rd of April, adds up to a 13 universal date. And this is just a wonderful number of the divine feminine. So you will really feel that energy today and feel also how change, which is part of the lunar cycles, which are the divine feminine expression on Earth, you will feel that change is very easy today, because the third, the number three, also symbolizes being very fluid and open, expressive, and just being in the flow of creativity. So there's a fun aspect to this Sunday. There's an aspect of just using your imagination and just expressing yourself, whether it is joyful or whether it is profound. There is something really deep that you want to share. And expressing your feelings in general is very much encouraged in 2022, because 2022 adds up to 6. And 6 is in the self-expression triad, which is comprised of numbers 3, 6, 9. And six is also about having compassion for how you express yourself or how others are expressing themselves. So use your words today and listen first before you speak. Listen to the prompts you get, the nudges you get from the universe, from your guides. And then you really will be able to share and listen and mirror what it is you're feeling by virtue of actually addressing what it is that is internalized in you and bringing it out so that it can actually be purged and let go of. So it's a really lovely day. Now the moon conjuncts Uranus today, and that also means that you'll be very fluid and open to enjoy, to get excited, to literally welcome the unexpected, and therefore generate more of an awakening. So there's a thrilling aspect to the day that arises both from the 13 universal date and the moon, your feelings being conjunct Uranus, the change agent planet. Then we have Monday, the 4th of the 4th, 2022. These are all numbers in the manifestation triad. 4 is the number of earth, of grounding, of building, of architecture, of boundaries, of honesty, of integrity, of reliability, responsibility. And so this is a great day to work. I know it's a Monday, so if you are planning to work today, you can get a lot done. Now the thing is, the whole date adds up to 14, and 14 reduces to 5, and 5 is a number of fast moving energy. So you need to feel free to work on what you feel called to, but also to take responsibility, because that's what the number 4 represents. So all this month, you may have noticed, we have the day number be one digit before the date. So today, the 4th of April, is a 4-day, and then the whole date adds up to 14, which is a 5. So we have 4 and 5. On the 3rd, we had 3 and 4. So that means there's always going to be two energies in play that are quite different, that are meant to be merged within you. In this case, there is reliability, boundaries, responsibility versus taking a risk, freedom, being in the flow. Now, Mars conjunct Saturn today, and that energy has both, really. Saturn reflects the 4, and Mars reflects the ability to just go for it and take a risk. So we've got the numerology code reflected in the astrology alignment today, and that means you really do want to look at your energy in a way that is allowing you maybe to focus it in a small area. But don't start an important project necessarily. Just focus on pending responsibilities, but attend to them with a place of joy. So express yourself, but be patient. This is really about taking the day one moment at a time. Otherwise, you might get frustrated, right? And if you do feel frustrated, breathe in, center your energy before moving on. Then on Tuesday, the 5th, we have that number 5 again, and now the number 5 is merged with the number 6 because the date adds up to 15, which is a 6, and 6 is the number of love and compassion and abundance and really being there, nurturing, taking responsibility for loved ones, for your business. And 15 is the spiritual alchemist. So we have a really delightful energy here of freedom blending with responsibility and really putting love on the forefront in a way that is fun and romantic. So there are a lot of rich inner resources that you can tap through the deep compassion you feel. And then there's a lot of fun in bringing them into a place of action or experiencing the joy of reaching deeply into a place of compassion and love. There's prosperity in the code as well. And because of the spiritual alchemist, there's a lot of magic that can happen as well. Now, the moon trines Pluto today, which again reaches deeply into your unconscious, and the deep emotional insights you receive allow you to purge. So you want to express them. Emotionally, you can feel very empowered and confident. And this is a trine, so it's a harmonious connection. And that means that your psychic abilities, your intuition, really sensitize you. You will be emotionally very in tune with the people you are with. You will sense them. You may be deeply moved by something. And certainly you may experience a rebirth, an understanding you come to, maybe a letting go of control, a letting go of wanting to control a situation or a person's direction in their life, whatever the case may be. You're connecting with those deeper emotions that are unconscious that may have been the belief systems and the drivers to compel you to want to control a situation. So the whole day is designed for you to lead from a place of passion and love. And that is in both the astrology and the numerology. And speaking of love, we come to Wednesday, the 6th of April. Six is the number of human love, of compassion, and today it merges with the lightning strike of intuition, the number 16. So there's this very calm, serene, loving energy merged with sudden intuitive inspirations, and those then create a nurturing and healing shift within you. So while you are in a place of rest and recalibrating and receiving these downloads, you can actually feel yourself engaged from the heart. And it's a really beautiful combination of being in a quiet space, being in a sanctuary at home, and then engaging yourself in a very passionate way. So there's a sense of spiritual elevation. Now, the moon trines Mars today, and that gives you a lot of emotional focus and direction and energy. And the combination of the astrology and numerology makes this a day of abundance and just a beautiful time to get in touch with the inner fire and passion and enthusiasm. You're yearning for independence, and though you may feel a little impulsive, you need to guard against that, guard against impatience. The independence you feel is just delightful and helps you really reach a point where you feel excited about what you have accomplished today. So then we come to the 7th of April, Thursday, April 7th, which adds up to the number 17. And this is such a beautiful day because we have a stunning code of inspiration merged with immortality, the number 17. And that creates a powerful dynamic for actually creating spiritual goals and accomplishing them. The spirituality of the seven, heaven coming to earth, brings such serenity and peace and the ability to merge with everything that is, to be in a place of meditation, to know that all is one, that you are one with everything. And the 17 creates that infinite feeling of connecting to other galactic realms, that you literally are a galactic being of light. So you feel very strong today, and you feel confident in the trust that you have to listen to your inner voice. This day is really filled with the opportunities of spiritual listening that leads to spiritual leadership. And that courage and wisdom, they blend to create these magical moments of discovery and momentum. So you are basically allowing yourself to listen, and that comes from a place of quietude, and then step into a place of powerful leadership. Now, what would be wonderful if you have the opportunity is to go out in nature, to connect with nature, to feel that spiritual awakening that comes from being with the beauty of nature, and to understand how your heaven is reflected in the beauty of the nature around you. Now, if you can't get out, then if you have some flowers or beautiful plants that you can connect with, or a view from where you live where you can just open the window and share in the delight of whatever the weather is, to look up at the sky, to watch the clouds, whatever the case may be, you are making a connection to the eternal. Now, Mercury sextiles Saturn today, and this is a transit that really connects your mind with your ability to manifest your message. So there's a sense of concentration, work, discipline that generates wonderful breakthroughs, because you are able to focus and concentrate and have great clarity about moving forward. So it favors business dealings, transactions, it gives you perseverance. It helps you think more deeply as well, and it brings a serenity of mind. And then Friday, April 8th, has a code of 18. And 18, the 18 universal date, signifies needing to rest more. So if you can start a 3-day weekend today, or get out of work earlier than you usually do, and be able to just create a more restful place for you, this would be marvelous. So now the 18 reduces to 9, and 9 is about letting go and culminations, whereas the 8th of April, the number 8, is really about you stepping into taking the lead and following the prompts that you receive from your heart. So 8 represents that visionary leadership that connects with 18-9, which is the heart-centered situation, the heart-centered environment that you are inspired by and nourished by. And when you trust in those instincts, you can move very, very quickly through your decisions and capture all the opportunities available to you. 8 and 9 are both numbers of abundance, of prosperity. So focusing on the frequency of abundance through the frequency of courage will help you to attract more financial flow. So your vision is very wide-reaching today, and with the requisite energy to match, meaning if you do have that extra rest today, it can be really, really special. Now, Mercury sextiles Mars, and that enables you to think quickly on your feet, to be very decisive, inspired, make plans and act on them with confidence, as you just have this really adventurous spirit. And it also infuses your mind with energy and passion, and your intellect and your ideas are able to communicate with this fire that ignites others. And so you can really get your message across today. So it's wonderful for communication of any kind and innovation of any kind as well, because as Mars ignites with your mind, you just feel on fire to just achieve, and you feel magnetic and you feel attractive.